Hypocrites, within their twisted minds, speak in a way that would cause apprehensions so as to deprive the Muslims of their will to struggle. Muslims always use a clear, comprehensible, sincere, and pleasant tone that complies with the Quran. The speech of Muslims contains a particular warmth and wisdom that is pleasant to the hearts of those who listen. Every word they utter is in agreement with the Quran and has a calm quality that soothes the soul of the listener. On the other hand, every word of the hypocrite contains a hidden evil, a subtle message that contradicts the Quran, a soul-straining verbalism, and a dark, anxiety-provoking connotation. Nevertheless, it should not be forgotten that hypocrites never speak this way openly, in a manner that will reveal their true intentions. In most of their talks, hypocrites mention the name of God, the verses of the Quran, appearing as if they are giving a religious speech. However, they also include statements in every sentence that might arouse doubt in those with weaker faith, and can cause confusion, anxiety, or distress in people. Hypocrites make it seem as if they are doing a good thing or giving advice, yet their actual intention is to cause sedition among the Muslim community. For example, with their small brains, they criticize the messenger covertly or blatantly in their own ways, and try to give the impression that they are doing so for the betterment of Muslims. They claim that they are only giving advice because they love and want the good of Muslims. However, their true intention is to raise doubts against the messenger, and those with weaker faith drive a wedge between the Muslims, and thus to weaken the believer's resolve to struggle and devotion to the messenger. For example, in the era of our Prophet, peace be upon him, when the believers were about to go to war against non-believers, the hypocrite said, "Do not go out to fight in the heat." God states the following verse in the Quran. Those who were left behind were glad to stay behind the messenger of God. They did not want to do jihad, to strive with their wealth and themselves in the way of God. They said, "Do not go out to fight in the heat." Say, the fire of hell is much hotter if they only understood. In this verse, God informs us about the significant aspects of the immorality of the hypocrites. First, the hypocrites consider themselves wiser than our Prophet, peace be upon him. May God forbid the thought, and criticize our Prophet, peace be upon him, with their feeble minds. Secondly, under no circumstance are they willing to strive in the way of God. Thirdly, so as not to appear like they are avoiding struggle, they offer irrational and foolish excuses. On one hand, the hypocrites of the era imply that our Prophet, peace be upon him, is unaware of the heat and the conditions fighting in the heat will bring about. May God forbid the thought. And on the other hand, they try to withhold those with weaker faith from fighting. They both try to avoid fighting in the way of God and seek to weaken the strength of Muslims. They claim that by making Muslims go out to fight in the heat, our Prophet, peace be upon him, who is the wisest, the most conscientious, the most compassionate, the most profoundly thinking person, the person that is the most fond of believers in the world, does not appreciate them. May God forbid the thought. Moreover, they try to make themselves look like they hold the Muslims in high esteem, whereas the hypocrites care about the good of neither the Muslims nor Islam. They are only selfishly concerned about their own comforts, and come up with foolish excuses in order to avoid giving a struggle in the way of God. Regardless of how hot or cold the weather is, regardless of the conditions, hypocrites come up with yet another excuse and again slander our Prophet, peace be upon him, with an unreasonable claim. Today, the abhorrent morals of the hypocrites manifest themselves in their anxiety-provoking speeches that aim to break the resolve of the believers and to lead them to lethargy. As for the believers, every speech is a blessing that increases their enthusiasm, their devotion, love and obedience to our Prophet, peace be upon him. The existence and speeches of the hypocrites are important means for the believers to maintain their vigilance and to strengthen the resolve for intellectual struggle. Therefore, while the hypocrites attempt to provoke anxiety and weaken the believers, their schemes in fact cause the opposite effect. It endows the believers with greater spiritual strength and renders their scientific endeavors in the way of God more fruitful.